Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Talk about recalls from time to time because they hit the news quite often. And it seems that there have been more lately. My perception, maybe not, I don't know. Mike sent me a note, said, Steve, did you see this one from FordAuthority.com? Brett Foote wrote it. Ford Super Duty Power Tailgate Lawsuit as Recall Fix Allegedly Doesn't Work. So here we have a situation where the allegation is that the vehicle's got a problem widespread across the platform and that they've issued a recall, but the recall doesn't work. And this is another problem. The law might say, hey, if you got a vehicle problem across the platform and it's safety related, NHTSA says you got to recall those and fix them for free. That's assuming you have a fix. Now, it depends on how serious the problem is, to whether or not it's a big issue. The tailgate falling open, of course, is a problem. But is that as big of a problem as, say, you know, your airbag not operating properly? And that's one we've talked about before. So a recall was issued for certain 2017 to 2019 Ford Super Duty pickup trucks back in December of 2019, quite a while ago, pre-COVID. Remember those days? And that was addressing tailgates that could open unintentionally. In affected trucks, the latch release switch allowed water to come into contact with the truck's wiring. That could lead to the electrical circuit shorting out. Earlier this year, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, began investigating into the matter after it received a number of complaints that Ford's proposed fix wasn't working. And now, a Ford Super Duty Power Tailgate lawsuit has been filed for the very same reason that's been reported by CarComplaints.com. So remember, Ford Authority here, Car Complaints there, but everyone's talking about it. The Ford Super Duty Power Tailgate lawsuit is Cunningham et al. Versus Ford Motor Company. Et al. Means and others in Latin. And was filed in the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Michigan. Yes! I just say that because that's the district that covers where I am. I am admitted to practice there as well, as also the Western District. But now, it's been expanded to include 2017 to 2021 model year Super Duty pickups equipped with electronic tailgate latch release switches. It alleges that Ford's proposed fix, which involved modifying the tailgate frame wiring harness by adding jumper pigtails to isolate the tailgate release control circuits and installing a new tailgate handle release switch, did not fix the problem. And, you know, here's the thing. I've mentioned before, I have a Ford Explorer. I've got two of them. I've got two Ford Explorers that are quite distance. There's quite a distance between them in age. Okay, one's an 02 and one's a 19. 17 years apart. It's like having a toddler and a high schooler in the same house, except they're in the garage. And, of course, the 02 is very primitive by modern standards. It doesn't have a power lift gate. You walk back, and like a peasant, you've got to go back and actually pull the handle and lift the gate on the 02. And on the 19, you can actually push a button, and it opens. You push another button, and it dings, and it closes. Now, you ask yourself, is this stuff really necessary? And I know that they're always trying to find things to make life easier. And I'll admit that if I'm walking my arms full of stuff and I'm walking towards my Explorer and I've got the key in my hand, I can hit the fob and it'll open the gate for me. I understand that as long as I'm walking towards the new Explorer. Walking towards the old Explorer, I just get one of my hands free. And so, you know, this level of complication on these vehicles, not only does it cause strange problems like this, but also it does jack up the prices of the vehicles. So, you know, you wonder why a bottom-of-the-line, you know, pickup truck costs so much these days. It's because they got all kinds of stuff like this. Now, I understand a Ford Super Duty is not bottom-of-the-line, but this stuff does creep downward. I mean, I remember when power windows were an option on some cars, but not all. And now, finding a vehicle brand new with crank windows, you can find them, but they're very, very unusual, very uncommon. So roughly 300,000 trucks were reportedly affected by the tailgate issue, including the 2020 and the 21 model year Super Duties, which Ford has not included in the recall despite complaints that some of those trucks are experiencing the same problem. Ford began incorporating an updated tailgate release switch and wiring harness jumper effective with the 2020 model year beginning on November 4th, 2019. So this also is an issue that people ask me about. They say, Steve, what happens if NHTSA thinks a car ought to be recalled, or a truck? And the manufacturer doesn't think so. There have been famous examples of that, including I remember one that involved the rear seat anchors in Chrysler vehicles, whether they were the seatbelts, whether the seatbelts were anchored properly or not. And the National Highway Traffic Administration said, we don't think that's an appropriate way these things are anchored. Chrysler said, we think it is. I believe litigation happened in that case. So they can actually get into fights like that. The two plaintiffs in this action filed the suit alleging that in addition to water leaks, the tailgate latch isn't strong enough to keep it in place, and there may be additional wiring flaws present as well. FordAuthority.com will have more on this and all new and pending Ford lawsuits soon. To be sure and subscribe to Ford Authority for the latest Ford F-Series news, Ford Super Duty news, Ford lawsuit news, and continuous Ford news coverage, because Brett Foote himself is a Ford guy. And that's the funny thing. And, you know, I've talked about this before. As a Lemon Law attorney in the state of Michigan, one of the most common questions I get asked when someone finds out what I do, they say, oh, who makes the worst cars? Who makes the worst cars? And there is a presumption that a car company makes all cars the same. In other words, this company, all their cars are good. This company, all their cars are bad. And I actually had this conversation 2 days ago. I met a very nice couple, and I was asking them about what they do. They were asking me about what I do. And I said, oh, I'm an attorney. I specialize in Lemon Law. I sue car companies for defective cars. And the wife laughed, and she goes, oh, my husband here works at Ford Motor Company. So I said, oh, okay. And then she says to me, she goes, which company makes worse cars? And I think she was trying to see if I was going to make a joke about Ford or not. But I turned to her husband, what are you doing? He's an engineer there. I go, okay. I suspect he's going to agree with me on this. I go, but it's not that a car company makes all bad cars or that a car company can't make good cars. Everything's a cost-benefit analysis, and it's often by platform. You know, so for instance, we've all heard about the dual-clutch transmission problems right now, right? Well, that was simply in basically two cars that Ford made, and they made a lot of them, but the dual-clutch transmissions weren't in every single Ford car. So if you bought one of those cars with that transmission, good luck to you. You got issues. But that doesn't mean that all their cars are bad. But then I said, and I jokingly said to the guy, I said, but then again, you also know about the Ford engines with the internal water pump. And he laughed. He goes, oh, yeah, I know all about those. And I said, yeah. We all know that water pumps are the kind of thing that will go bad eventually. And if you don't catch it in time, what happens? And he says, yeah, it can cause catastrophic engine failure. And I said, and then, of course, if you do, quote unquote, catch it in time and swap out the water pump, how much does it cost to do? And he goes like this. And I was joking with him about the Chevy Monza I had when I worked in Bad Axe and how the water pump, you pop the hood and there's a water pump. Oh, okay. You pop off a couple belts, you loosen a couple bolts, you pull out the old one, scrape off the gasket, slam on a new gasket, slap on a new gasket, slam on the water pump, tighten down some bolts, put the belt back on, you're good to go. I did that myself in a driveway, my parents' house, at the age of about 21 or 22. I'm not a mechanic. Wasn't that hard to do? Try doing that with an internal water pump. If you can find it. So, scary concept. But in this case, we're simply talking about a particular oddity, and that's the power tailgate on the Super Duty Ford pickup trucks, and whether or not they just occasionally flop open unintentionally. And apparently it's considered a safety issue because NHTSA got involved. And I guess if you had stuff in your bed of your truck and the tailgate flopped open and stuff started falling out, might not be unsafe for you, but it'd be certainly unsafe for the people behind you in traffic. So that's a problem. So Mike sent me this story. Thank you very much. Brett Foote wrote it for FordAuthority.com. And this is the kind of thing where, you know, if you got one of these trucks, you got to take a, you know, have it looked at. And I'd be curious to know if you got one of these trucks, if it's happened to you. So Ford Super Duty Power Tailgate lawsuit, as recall fix allegedly doesn't work. It is a class action. Not sure how far that'll go. We'll see. But in the Eastern District of Michigan, federal court, Cunningham versus Ford Motor Company. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Happiness is about having the right frame of mind, not the right circumstances.